Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm excited about having Michael Stollard back on the show. Michael is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to about 4 years now. He's been a member. He's the founder of E Pluribus Partners, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine work on getting the most out of everybody in the organization and making everybody be a little happier about that, a little bit more successful, especially through engagement, making sure that when people show up, when they cross your threshold, that they're engaged the whole time that they're there as much as possible. His book is called Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's our good friend Michael Lee Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning to you and your listeners. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back as always. Michael, we've got in this economy we have right now, as we move farther and farther away from the recession, and farther along in the recovery. You know, I predicted a year and a half ago that this recovery would be a marathon recovery, meaning it was not going to be short; it was going to be long, and that's what's come to pass. And right now we have. You know, we have the situation in the workplace where in the economy we've got almost 10% unemployment, some structural, some cyclical. But the people who are at work, many of them, you know, the new norm, they say, is we're working twice as hard for half the pay. That's kind of the joke in the marketplace. This is, in my career, I'm trying to think, Michael, when I've ever seen a time when there was as much pressure on engagement as there is right now. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And it's times like this. You know, one of the things we talk about is the importance of unity in the organization so that everybody's giving their best efforts, Jim, and aligning their behavior with the organizational goals. So everybody's not only giving their best efforts, but pulling in the right direction. And to do that for a long period of time is, you know, short-term incentives like compensation don't get the job done. You really need to have people's hearts in the business. You need to boost what research has shown us, and we know from studying great leaders throughout history, that these emotional connections, how we feel, being fired up or burned out, are really emotional states of mind. So What we have been laser-focused on in our business is understanding how great leaders in different contexts create cultures of connections that boost unity, that boost employee effort and alignment with organizational goals. And you need that on a sustained basis to get through tough times like this. And this is when it's the most important.
You know, before the recession, there were already surveys. You and I probably talked about some of yours before that. There were already survey showing that employee engagement was no higher than 2/3, and that or maybe it may have been worse than that, or maybe 50%. I think I saw one that was only 50%. But or was it 2/3 that were not engaged? I've forgotten.
2/3 are not. Yeah,
they were not engaged. 1/3 engaged. I remember now. 1/3 was engaged. 1/3 was somewhat engaged, and 1/3 was not engaged. So we only had 1/3 that was really engaged. So those are bad numbers. That was, if you remember, Michael, that was before the recession, before all this.
That's
stuff
right.
Happened.
That was back when times were not all that bad, Jim.
And so we've got so you know, I know that there's some companies who laid off more people than they had to, and that's another story. I can't help them. But I also know some small business owners that laid off some people because they it was literally survival. It wasn't to make the analysts happy. It was literally for survival. And these are good people. And so what can they do to keep their people engaged, you know, even though everybody does have to put a little extra weight?
Well, what, you know, you and I have talked in the past about how important, you know, we simplify it as vision, value, and voice. And let me just share each of these. Let's start with one.
I've got about 30 seconds. Give us a little bit of introduction, and when we go to the next segment, we'll get into them in more detail.
Okay. Now, vision, value, and voice create this sense of connection so that people feel emotionally connected to their boss, to their colleagues, to their customers. So it's important to create the right culture, and leaders are responsible to that. So that's what we're going to talk about. What
right.
do great leaders
Vision,
do?
Value, and voice. Folks, you don't want to miss that. That's coming up right after the next break. Michael, give us your website before we go, please.
It's you could go to fireduporburnedout.com.
Check it out. That's the title of the book, too. Michael Lee Stallard, along with Caroline Dewing Holmes and Jason Pankow. We're going to take a quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.